Right now, it is time for us to bring in Mike Kazi, and that means it is time for us to check sports. So let's bring Mike in. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
I was going good until about 3 seconds ago, where once again I got the blue screen of death on my computer, and it decides to reboot in the middle of my first hour of the show. Always fun and games when that happens.
Technology, it's the best.
And now what it's not doing, it's not allowing me to bring up today's log. So now I have to, what a way to start off. Well, anyways, we'll get to sports because while you're talking sports, I'll work in the background. How'd the Picks do this this weekend?
Win won the stake race going 7 furlongs. Lexingtonian, I think, ran fourth. The win came from dead last to win at 7-1. And in the Sword Dancer, we ran second and third. So we were close all weekend.
And did the weather interrupt up there at all?
Oh, my God, it was terrible Saturday. There were deluges throughout the card. The turf course was a bog. It was really bad up there on Saturday.
All right. You know what I found out this weekend, which was entirely pleasing and out of the blue? My son called me, right? He called me on a Saturday at midday, and he said, "Hey, Dad, do you get TVG?" So I said, yeah. He said, "Well, I got this great racing app. My son is into horse racing." I never knew it.
Beautiful.
So I got, now this is just between you and I, we won't go into it, but I told him a special horse race to watch on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And he watched it, and he bet on the horse that I told him about.
Mm-hmm.
And he won. He called me back and he said, "Wow, that was great."
That's pretty good.
But yeah, I never knew that. I had no idea that he was that he liked the horse racing. None whatsoever.
Well, he might not like it, but he might gamble and had nothing to gamble on and got interested that way, like a lot of other people did.
No, they own horses now, and he started riding horses.
No kidding.
And then so he really just, he likes the sport of it. That amazed me. One of those things you find out about your family that you don't know about. All right. With that being said, The Yankees drank the elixir of the Mets to get off the skids.
Oh, man, did they get lucky yesterday.
Well, you know, they're very lucky. They lost 8 games in a row, and now they're only 3.5 games out of first place, and they still have 3 games in hand. But, I mean, they needed those games yesterday. They needed them big time.
Yeah, those 3 games in hand, you don't know which way they're going to go right now. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got swept by the Mets on Friday. And then they lost. The Mets got beat Saturday. And yesterday, the Mets were winning 7-2 going into the last inning, which was the seventh. And they wound up giving the Yankees 5 runs. Only the Mets can do something like that.
So
then in the second game yesterday, the Mets were winning. And they let probably the worst hitter on the Yankee team get a grand slam off of them yesterday with Sanchez. And that's how they lost the game yesterday. So good thing they were playing the Mets.
Well, you know, every once in a while, you need a little elixir.
The Mets is everyone's elixir. So the Yankees, they're 3.5 games out of first and 1 full game out of third.
Yeah. So anyways, what else do you want to talk about in sports?
Could go to hockey. I think they started playing again Saturday. They decided to get off their vacation that they inflicted on themselves. And all the series are 3-1. The Islanders are up 3-1. They beat the Flyers yesterday 3-2. They were up 3-1. Flyers pulled the goalie, gave up a goal with about a minute left to make it 3-2, and then the Islanders just stepped on them for the rest of the game, and they went up 3-1. Dallas beat Colorado yesterday 5-4. They're up 3-1. Vegas beat Vancouver 5-3 yesterday. They're up 3-1. The Bruins are on the brink. They're down 3-1 to Tampa Bay. That series continues today, and it could be bye-bye for the Bruins. And if anything, they should put Tuukka Rask back on the plane to whatever country he came from and thank him for not showing up, because he single-handedly destroyed them. If you don't follow hockey, the Bruins goaltender, backup goaltender, he's like 35, 36 years old, and that just, he's a backup. He's not their main guy. And by Rask leaving the Bruins, he left them in a lurch. So thank you, Tuukka Rask. And Colorado plays Dallas tonight, and Dallas should end that series. They play one game after the other up there, wherever they're playing. So everything's 3-1, and the Islanders can move on to the Stanley Cup Conference Final for the first time, I think, in 25 or 26 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep. Well, you
know, it's not amazing, but it is
amazing. They lost their best player last year. He went to Toronto, so you didn't know what was going to happen. And Lamoriello basically structured them the way he structured the Devils with players, and they got the right coach to handle these kids and show them how to play the system, and they're winning. So it works. I mean, it goes from the Devils to the Islanders, the same guy, the same system. Get them those type of players that buy into it, and you win. I'm rooting for them. I hope they win.
Well, I'm rooting for them, too, because it's...
You know why? What's the first two words of their name? New York, right?
Yeah.
And it's not... What's the third name? It's not the Rangers.
No. it's not.
The Rangers didn't even make the playoffs this year.
No, it's just... I don't know. The Rangers are only slightly better than the Knicks because they have winning records during the regular season. Other than that, Madison Square Garden is literally a joke. It's just terrible.
Well, I don't know when or where or who or what. It must have been the Yankee game. Maybe it was Friday night or something, or I don't know what it was. And they put up another meaningless stat: how the Yankees have the winningest record in baseball for the last 25 years. Well, that's good. They only have one championship to show for it.
I was going
to
say,
it doesn't matter how many games you win; it's if you win the last game of the season.
If you were a Tampa Bay fan or another thing, but if you were the Yankees and you pride yourself on winning championships, then you're not just happy with having the winningest record. You want to have the most championships.
Means nothing.
Yeah, you want to have the most championships. Pretty simple.
Yep. They have, but they've only won one in the last 21 years.
Isn't that amazing? I'm telling you. I'm having more trouble this morning, Mike. I'm telling you, with my computers. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
What are you going to do? Go back to the old way.
Well,
write stuff down.
That's what I'm doing right now, but it's hard to do when all your information is in one little box.
Yep.
One little box.
Yeah, well, that's like if it was homeschooling going on when we had the, whatever you want to call that storm. School would be over for 3 days because you had no power.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you depend on everything on the computer.
All right. Well, anything else to talk about in sports? Oh, yeah. How about, what's his name from UConn passing away, the basketball player, who is an all-star? Oh, gosh. How could I forget his name? He was a beloved member. He was the first true UConn Husky star. Cliff Robertson.
Somebody asked me about at the track on Saturday. Said they thought it was David Robinson. They said, "Was that the guy that went to Navy?" I said, "No, that was David Robinson."
Cliff Robertson was the first true star that came out of the University of Connecticut that led them to their first national championship. 53 years old.
It's young.
Ah, way too young. Way too young. All right. Well, I guess we can end the sports on that bad note.
There you go. Oh, well, and then the other bad note is your stuff's probably still not working.
No, it just actually after the fourth reboot, and now I'm going to have to reboot the production computer. It's working just fine.
That's progress.
Only took 12 minutes. That's all. All right, Mike. I will check with you tomorrow.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.